97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
It is Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors, and that is what we are going to be encouraging you to do before winter truly sets in, if it ever will, global warming. pretty excited about this conversation because it is really a great pastime for anybody that's in the area. People traveled to the area to go eagle watching. Mark?
Well,
have you
course.
Gone eagle watching?
I saw an eagle near my house last year, so I have.
Well, that's not advertising well for the riverfront.
It's been a long time since I've driven up the river road over there near Pierre Marquette, which of course is what we're talking about now. Scott Isringhausen joining us this morning to talk a little bit more about that.
No. But I got to tell you. If you don't want to drive all the way up there, just go to Mark's house. You can see an eagle over there.
Well, that's not close either.
Scott, how are you, my friend?
Hey, yeah. I'm doing great. How are you guys? Good to hear your voices.
This segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory. Signed on the dotted line, they are going to be sponsoring this program again for another year. So thank you. If you are looking for a gun concierge, go to RazorbackArmory.com. They're in DePere. Scott, welcome back to the program, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much for having me with you.
Absolutely. Okay. Good to have you back. So Bo's giving me a little bit of grief because I saw an eagle last year not far from my house, and it was feeding on a deer carcass that was just off the side of the road, and I didn't have to drive up to Pierre Marquette, but you do have this is the time of year when the season is good, right?
You're exactly right. But speaking about that deer carcass, about a week ago I saw five immature eagles, and one mature eagle is eating on one dead deer carcass. So that is a food that they eat besides fish, for sure.
It must have been fresh because I was doing some homework last night on eagles about a lot of different characteristics, and some say they don't eat dead meat, or maybe freshly dead they do, but they hunt everything, and they you know eat mammals and rabbits and squirrels. But well, I guess they do eat dead meat. My facts do say, but. Is it rare?
No, it's not really that rare at all. They are scavengers. You know, you think about our dear friend Benjamin Franklin. That was one of the reasons he thought the turkey would be a better national bird, because he didn't think the eagle being a scavenger was a very good thing.
Wow. Okay. Well, they know their hierarchy because some turkey buzzards surrounded a carcass over in Illinois, a buddy of mine was telling me. And when an eagle swooped in to get a taste of it of his own, the other birds turned and, like, you know, turned away from the eagle as he jumped in for a bite. It was kind of like being at the Golden Corral. You see Mark Cox walk up. It's like, ooh, turn away.
The vultures. Hey, speaking of that, you know what the real name for turkey vulture is, don't you?
No.
Tourist eagle.
That's great.
That's funny. Is that because they get them confused all the time, or what?
They do. You know, people come at the park to Pierre Marquette in the summertime, and they say, "Boy, I just saw a whole bunch of eagles." And you know, I usually don't have the heart to tell them that they're not eagles and they're turkey vultures.
That's great. That's great. Well, you get a chance to meet a lot of the people that come in far and wide to the Pierre Marquette area. Let's talk about some of the people that have come the furthest that you've met over the years.
Well, you know what? There's people that keep repeating coming to this program, but it's not uncommon to, you know, get people from, you know, I've had several people from the Chicago area, from California, from Texas, out east, from the eastern part of the United States. You know, I've had people that truly have came from all over the entire United States to actually come to this area to witness our national bird in its natural habitat. So people really do come far and wide to come and see the eagles in this area, for sure.
Yeah, you know, we have had a very mild season so far. I mean, it's been warmer than a lot of people expected. I think there are probably people playing golf on Thanksgiving, for all I know, maybe over the Christmas holiday. Does that have any impact on it? Because normally you think of those, you know, the ice flows and it being really cold when we're up there watching the eagles.
It does, to be honest with you. And there's not tons and tons of eagles here. I mean, there's still time for it to get cold enough to bring the eagles down. But the eagles that we are seeing here are primarily coming from Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Canada. And as the waters in the far north freezes, it makes the eagles migrate south. So this is their winter home, but they're kind of like, at least me, I'm not going to say you guys, but why exert that extra energy and fly another 400 or 500 miles if you've got food right in front of you?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's a good point.
So in other words, it's not as cold to the north of us either, then?
It's really not. I mean, there are eagles around. I mean, I've done a couple programs already, and we saw about 20 eagles on each of the tours that I've done so far. So that's not a whole lot, but at least we are seeing some eagles for sure.
Well, I know there's a listener out there going, are they talking about bird watching? I'll tell you what, I went up there one time, and I was along the river road, and I was in a park, and it was a commuter parking lot or pull-off area, and I'm like, man, I'm not seeing any eagles at all. And another car pulls in, and they had spotted something that was directly above my head, and the nest was about, I don't know, it looked like it was 6 feet across on how big it was. And finally, when I looked up like a goof, I really got to see something. And when they take off, it's magical to see it up close.
It really is. And the nests that you mentioned, you're not exaggerating when you say that, because sometimes the nests are even quite a bit larger than that. But you mentioned the eagle taking off. They have a wingspan between 6.5 to 7 feet. So to see that bird take off, I mean, it looks huge up there in the sky for sure.
Well, I have a silly question here, but had Ben Franklin been successful, would we enjoy turkey on Thanksgiving, or would there even be a turkey hunting season, because you're not allowed to shoot eagles?
No, I think you're probably right. You know, I tell people during the tours, I say, you know, we've probably been able to eat turkey come Thanksgiving time. Then I also mentioned the spaceship, the Apollo 11, that said the eagle has landed. Could you imagine if they would have said the turkey has landed? So I don't know. You know, I really don't know.
That
doesn't have the same impact, does it?
No, it sure doesn't.
Well, let's talk about your schedule on the programs that you're offering, because reservations are required. So let's give some information about what people are going to see.
Well, first of all, there are free programs, and I recommend everybody bring a pair of binoculars and a camera. No guarantees about we're going to get a close picture, but they start at 8:30 in the morning. They'll do about an hour indoor informative program, which will include a video. You get to see an immature as well as a mature eagle, not alive, but a stuffed specimen. Get the feel of a real eagle wing. Get to walk through a replica of an eagle's nest. From there, we drive. We go into the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge. We get to see an eagle's nest there and hopefully see eagles. We cross the Brussels Prairie, which is over into what we call Calhoun County, Illinois, which is right between the Illinois and the Mississippi River. Wander throughout the county, go out onto Swan Lake. Eventually make our way up to the town of Hardin, Illinois. We'll eat lunch at a restaurant, watch eagles while we eat, or hopefully do. And from there, we travel north through the county and eventually go back across the Campsville Ferry and then come back to the park. Now, in saying that, I know people are not going to be riding with me, but I will stop half a dozen times. I'll set the spotting scope up on the bird, so everyone will definitely get a close-up look of an eagle throughout the day.
Yeah, that's pretty outstanding, and particularly to get a guided tour. I mean, you can just drive up there and hope for the best, but clearly you've been doing this long enough that you know the likely spots, right?
Well, I do, and we actually go into some areas that are gated areas. They're part of the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge. The public, they could walk through there, but that'd be pretty far, you know, pretty far walk. So we do get to go in some areas that the general public really doesn't get to see. And we see a lot of other things. You know, we'll see, you know, pelicans, trumpeter swans, pileated woodpeckers, deer, turkeys. You know, it's a lot of things that a lot of times we do get to see.
You talked about the eagles get to here and they find out that the water's not frozen over on the river, so they may stay here to eat. How far south do they go? Because like ducks and geese go like to Mexico during the cold months. How far are eagles generally in the United States?
Well, a couple things about this. They will, you know, the colder it gets, the farther south they will go. It's not uncommon at all to see eagles in Louisiana and Arkansas and even farther south sometimes. But there is a subspecies of the bald eagle which lives along the Gulf Coast and then like in the state of Florida. Now, these eagles, they have a little bit of a different Latin name. They're actually 6 inches smaller in size, but they do not migrate. So they stay year-round. So just for your listeners, these eagles truly are forced to come into this area because the water's in the north freezing. So in saying that, the ones that live in the far south, they stay there year-round.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Yeah, like I said, I was doing some homework, Mark, last night, and I think a bald eagle ranges anywhere between like 6 pounds to 14 pounds. Could you imagine? Picture your 14-pound turkey on the dinner table at Thanksgiving. That's how big they are. Of course, the wingspan, there's not a lot of weight to it for their lift, but the altitude, they make love in the air. They are the OG of the Mile High Club, actually the 2 Mile High Club, if you will.
No, they are. And since you did this reading, which is larger, male or female?
I believe the female is. Is that correct?
You are correct. And, you know, ding, I told Alyssa, she rules the roost when it comes to birds of prey. And again, I stop right there.
You're not going
obviously,
any further
that's
than
only,
that.
As far as I'm going. That's only, in the eagle world, I'm sure.
That's right. I'm not commenting anymore.
No! Come on now.
That's funny. That's funny.
So I see that what we've got out here is a program schedule, and these tours, you can make reservations. The last one is March 8th, which is a Friday. Do they fill up? I mean, do people need to kind of actively get on there and make their reservation now?
It's good if you do. Now, typically they don't all fill up, but there's a couple of days right now that are very close to being full, and I try to limit it to 50 people a day, just because if you get more people than that, you have people following along, and then it gets, you know, kind of difficult for everybody to see, you know, what we're seeing up in the front. But you know, you don't have to call today, but you know, I'd say call in the next 2 or 3 weeks, and chances are any one of the dates that we have, you know, be able to get in for sure. Yeah,
and you can make those reservations online. Is that correct?
No, actually, you have to call in. You have to call into the park, and I can give that number. It's 618-786-2331, and hit extension 1 for that.
Okay. 618-786-2331. That gets you into the Pere Marquette Lodge. Obviously, call during business hours, and you can make your reservations, and then you're set. Sounds like a great time. And
they are free.
Yeah,
so that's
free.
The price is good.
Oh, you're not buying lunch, Scott?
I was counting everybody else do that for me.
They need to buy him lunch. Scott, how many years have you been doing this, buddy?
A long time, over 30 years.
Wow.
And what was the best year in your memory? What's the best year that you remember the as far as the numbers of eagles?
I'm not going to say exactly, but I'm going to say early 90s, about in there. Well, maybe a little bit later, probably later 90s. About, I'd say around 2000 in there probably was the best years. And some of them years when we got lots of ice and we got cold weather, 100 eagles in one of these tours was not uncommon at all.
Oh, how majestic is that? That's so cool.
You guys know where the Winfield Lock and Dam is. You've probably been into that area.
Sure.
That ferry used to be open all the time. It's only open now when the other rivers get frozen up or when there's high water. They do open it back up. But one time I crossed the ferry, and there was a clump of ice, and there was either 51 or 52 eagles on a clump of ice, and then a tree above it, there was the same number. So
wow.
I saw 100 eagles right in one spot, and that's the truth.
Wow. Well, that's
the nature's golden corral right there.
I was looking for eagles once, and I called Scott, and I said, Scott, I don't see any eagles. And he said, are you looking up in the trees? And I said,
see?
No. And I looked straight up. Well, I was looking on the water because I thought they'd be feeding. It wasn't feeding time. So they're all just hanging out in the trees. They are there. You just have to know where to look.
Huh.
You do, and you know, you guys have been kind of sports enthusiasts. You know, I tell people, look for a white baseball, and there's a body attached to that baseball when you look in the tree.
That's right.
That's a great point. Well, Scott
Isringhausen,
we always appreciate having you on here, urban fishing coordinator for the state of Illinois, and schedule your tour now. Again, the number 618-786-2331 to call into Pere Marquette. And
Hold it. We gave the wrong number. So
we did?
I'm sorry. I gave the lodge phone number, so I'm sorry. It's 618-786-3323.
If you call that other number, would they patch you through?
They'd probably tell you the correct number, but I'm sorry. It's 618-786-3323. I'm sorry.
Very good. No big deal. We'll apologize to the people answering the phone up there at Pere Marquette.
Well, if somebody wants to just Google, what would they Google to find the contact information?
You can go into just type in Pere Marquette State Park Eagle Programs. Make sure you put 2024 because there's other dates that are, you know, get stuck out there on the on the different web pages, but they are there, yes. And the next one will be this coming Tuesday, January the 9th, and goes all the way through March the 8th. And they're not every day, but, you know, several days during that time period.
Very good. Scott, Happy New Year. Thanks for giving us some time.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me here.
Absolutely.
All right. Happy eagle watching. That's good stuff. Okay. Well, our executive producer, Carl Middleman, on his game, I literally just sent a text the other day about the Let's Go Fishing show. And boom, he booked it. We're going to talk to Jamie Lane, the GM at the Gateway Convention Center in Collinsville, coming up next on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Get more at 971talk.com.